From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea conducts military tests of its own. South Korea's military fired a series of missiles into the Sea of Japan in an exercise today meant to simulate an attack on North Korea's nuclear test site. North Korea prompted the reaction after conducting its sixth nuclear test, this time using what Pyongyang described as a hydrogen bomb. The UN Security Council has called for an emergency session today to deal with the latest nuclear provocation from Pyongyang. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi is in Myanmar for meetings today with leader Aung San Suu Kyi, as well as these countries' military commander and national security advisor, to discuss the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. The UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya have fled from Rakhine to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month. The influx has left aid agencies struggling to keep up with demands for supplies and medical care. Marsudi said he wanted to discuss security issues and our proposals in details, including our intention to spend more humanitarian assistance to people in Rakhine. Several hundred Muslim women demonstrated outside Myanmar's embassy in the Indonesian capital today in a third day of protests, calling for the government to take a tougher stand against persecution of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. The violence in Myanmar and an exodus of tens of thousands of Rohingya from Rakhine State into Bangladesh began after insurgents attacked Myanmar police and the government troops attached Rohingya villages. This is VOA News. Kenya's opposition leader, Raila Odinga, says his coalition would not share power 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled presidential election results, citing irregularities. Incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta, who won last month's polling over Odinga, also said his party would not share power with the opposition. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must be held within 60 days. An Iranian appeals court has upheld 10-year jail terms against a U.S. citizen, two Iranian Americans, and a U.S. resident from Lebanon who earlier had been convicted on spying charges. Indiana University Hussein Banai saw this as a victory for hardliners in Iran who have a twofold purpose. Banai said it is designed to keep the government of President Hassan Rouhani and its relations with the West in check. The U.S. has called on Iran to release all Americans and other foreigners detained on fabricated national security charges. Sunday was a day of prayer in the U.S. state of Texas following the devastation wrought by Hurricane Harvey, which came ashore on August the 25th, leaving more than 40 dead and tens of thousands homeless. Congress is considering initial funding at nearly $8 billion, but Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the price tag will likely exceed that of another powerful storm, Hurricane Katrina, in 2005. Flooding remains a problem, with some rivers still at dangerous levels. Climate change will dominate discussions when the leaders of Pacific nations hold their annual meeting in the Samoan capital this week. The 18-member Pacific Islands Forum includes countries such as Kiribati and Tuvalu, which are only meters above sea level and risk being swamped by rising oceans due to what scientists identify as global warming. A young Scottish entrepreneur who built a mini satellite in his bedroom in Scotland is now working with the European Space Agency to send his device into orbit. Tom Walkinshaw's satellite is expected to offer faster and more accurate tracking of airplanes, ships, and weather monitoring. The 27-year-old inventor is hoping his invention will eventually be one of thousands of satellites circling the Earth, tracking transport systems and giving constant updates. The European Space Agency says that Walkinshaw's invention fits the role of taking on new and innovative concepts and technologies which have the capability of being built into a long-term business. American astronaut Peggy Whitson has returned to Earth after spending 665 days in space, including 228 as part of the International Space Station, a record-breaking feat of endurance. 57-year-old Whitson was accompanied by another American and a Russian cosmonaut who... This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.